pet, pet. Two best friends who love to chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who pant. Those who ant.
Hello, and welcome to Those Who Ant, the podcast that helps you see the world through ant-colored glasses. My name is Aunt Pat.
And I'm Auntie Mags.
Hi, Mags.
Hi, Pat.
Looks like you got a little color.
I did.
Are we? Oh, wait. Can we say that? It looks like you got a little sun.
Yeah, I got some sun.
Is that better? Does it matter? You know what? Take it offline. I'll read a book or something.
Okay. Good. Good. I was. You know, it was a big weekend for me because Josie had a softball tournament, and we were out of town all weekend, and it was the most fun. Really, what you can do for me to put me in my, my heaven is say like, I'm going to put you in a place where there's a ton of female athletes for you to support and cheer on. And one of them is going to be one of your most favorite people in the whole world. And that's my heaven. So I got to be there all weekend. I got a little bit of sun. I'm still desperately thirsty because, you know, I'm afraid to drink liquids because I don't want to miss a single thing because my niece is a pitcher. I'm sorry. She's amazing. She's the best pitcher I've ever seen in my whole life, excluding professional pitches and college pitches. But I love her so much. And I'm so proud of her. It was this last weekend with this team. So it was a very emotional, very wonderful weekend.
And so she's not allowed to play baseball. Is that how softball is?
Yeah, pretty much. Although I think I've talked about this before. There is a movement by female athletes called Baseball for All, which is women's baseball teams.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved when they played.
Tom Hanks. Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to say a specific thing, but yes, yeah. Me too.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear you got out of the house. You know, it's weird to get out of the house. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll take a little walk and then I get nervous and I come right back home. So hopefully yeah. That wears off because I'd like to get more than a quarter of a mile away from my house without thinking, I wonder what's going on at home in the place where I know that I'm safe.
Yeah. You know what gave me the courage?
What's that?
I went to do a little pre-testing before I have my surgery. And the doctor said I have no new red blood cells. So a fun thing about me is my body has stopped making red and white blood cells. And as soon as they remove my uterus, it's expected to kick right back in. But it did like a kind of a scared straight for me where I was like, you know what? I'm taking the weekend and I'm going to go watch softball. And it's going to be fantastic.
Now, can they just give you some of those in pill form or whatever?
No, I wish they could. Yeah, okay. It would be so great. I think what they would have to do is give me somebody else's by way of transfusion.
Oh, well, I'll give you some. How does that work?
God, thank you so much.
How does that work? Oh, I don't like needles, though.
Don't do it because those needles that they use to draw blood from, like, donations are gigantic. They're like the width of a pen.
I'd still do it, but you'd have to give me, you know, I would need a Xanax then. And, you know, they won't give me any. But I would, you know, I'd do it for you. They would just have to wrestle me down. Like, I'd be screaming no, but what I really meant was yes.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. And I'm so touched, and thank you for that. I would give you literally any organ you needed, even if it was my own heart and brain.
It's nice of you to say. You know your skin's an organ? You know that's the biggest organ you have is your skin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, and scary for me, because mine's still, I'm still, you know, at an age where I want my skin to be clear, but it's not. So I'm like, how long is this going to go on?
Oh, no. Mine's a disaster. Mine now looks like sandpaper. Anyway, well, you know what? I don't want to take that energy into this because we have a guest who is so fun that I cannot wait. I cannot wait to hear her take on this because I'm very excited to hear everything that she has to say, all of her opinions and all that. And I know that she's going to tell us
about everything.
Yes, 100%. Well, with that said.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies, but however you identify, please welcome to the podcast, Aunt Googs. Googs.
Oh my God, I just realized we're all one syllable.
Yes, we are.
Oh my God, that's right.
I think that makes it fun. Pat, Mag, Gooks. I think that's just got like, it's almost got a snap, crackle, and pop to it.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. If crackle was just crack.
What happened to them?
Snap, crack, pop.
I think they went the way of all the stars of that time, you know?
Oh, they're dead?
I think they've been replaced.
Oh.
I did just realize I have a hole in my pants. Oh, my God. Right on my butt. Not in your butt crack, but you know where your butt meets
your butt front?
You know where your butt meets your leg? And then that's kind of a crack. That's actually probably a deeper crevice than my Oh, God. I said I was going to clean it up in 2021.
I don't think anything you said, nothing you said was dirty. That's a real thing. You know,
yeah.
I feel like dirty stuff is stuff that you should make up in your mind that isn't real or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think real stuff, like your taint and the creases and all the cracks and all that stuff, that's just facts. That's not dirty. That's just science. What we have. Yeah, it's science. Thank you, Googs.
Yeah.
I have a sign in my yard that says, "In this house, we believe science." I got a framed picture of Dr. Fauci and I put it up.
Oh.
And then people started, well, my husband specifically, that we haven't really had anybody over. He said, "Why would you have a framed photo of another man in your house?" And I said, "Well, this is, and the thing is, this is one of the first Italians I've ever liked." And so I'm celebrating him. But that's why I think it's so exciting that I finally found one that I connect with, or that is actually, you know, doing some good in the world. And
you
so
mean
I
besides
wanna,
me? Please say besides me.
Besides you and your
that
family.
That goes without saying, Max.
Yeah, but I'm saying a public Italian. A public
Oh, yeah,
one.
I'm very private about it.
Yeah, I know lots of good private Italians where they just go about their life. And then 3 weeks in, you find out, oh, my God, you're Italian.
Yeah, they're doing something super Italian, Googs, right?
Yes,
like
yes.
They're like, this is my, they have a little animal. It's like called a Christmas donkey. And you're like, excuse me, what is this?
It's
and then
Dominic.
All of a sudden it gets
It's
you.
Dominic the donkey.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
All right.
And then all the fish, they got to have all their fishes.
Seven of them.
But I don't go to non-Italians to eat, but this is a public famous Italian. I can't remember the last one I liked. And so he's got a picture up. And then my husband, he said, no, I don't want this. But then he got on the cover of a magazine. And so then I got that frame. So now I got two frame pictures of another man in my house.
I would just like to say this. Now, you don't have to agree with this because you have to live with him. But I think it's really sweet that your husband, it seems, is, you know, so jealous. He's jealous of a mm-hmm. photo of mm-hmm. a man that you'll never, no offense, you might meet him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he lives or whatever is going to happen to mm-hmm. him after. He's probably going to be like Barack Obama. He's going to be kite surfing or whatever when this is over, and he'll be just living so happily, which is what I wish for him. But that feels hot to me. That feels hot and sexy that he's, don't put up Fauci. Wow.
He thinks I'm going to meet everybody because when he met me, I was out on the town and he had to say, we're done. You can't dance with everybody. And I don't have any of that. I have a new hip at this point. I'm not dancing with any old rando.
Right. You got to know you're safe. You got to know you're safe. Who taught you that? Who taught you rando?
My niece.
Of course.
And so I have been trying to, slip it in. I'm so happy you guys knew it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Josie taught me that one.
Take a letter off. Well, I think that's so great. And how did you meet him again? Because I know you were out dancing. By the way, I know to check myself a little bit. I ask you a lot of questions about him just because, you know, one day I'd love to be married again or at least have a partner. You know, mm-hmm. I kind of miss that. So I live a little vicariously through you. So if it ever gets to be too much, you can say, Pat, that's enough.
Yeah,
no,
same here.
Of course. And I feel for you gals because, God, you know, we're reaching an age where the men are dead. And so we're fighting now. We're fighting for anybody that can walk, anybody that can get up, anybody that's still kicking. And there's a lot more of us. And so I'm the one that should be worried. He's got nothing to worry about. Fauci, I've got gals all on my street. Widow, divorced, husband, you know, missing. Not missing, but like missing.
No, some of those are missing.
Yeah, some of those are.
There was a guy at the community center. There was a poster up that he went missing, but I think he just left. But she was so, Diane, she was so desperate. She thought he'd wandered off.
Well,
and
that's what
most people
say.
Know that he just left, I think he's probably in Toronto or something.
Oh, I definitely see a silver alert and go, well, you know, did they wander or did they take the keys and flee?
It's exactly that quote, right? Not all who wander are lost.
Is that what that means? It's about elderly gentlemen who just leave their wives and families to start over?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to look at that different.
But then now some of them are lost, you know, that's maybe that's actually a good pool for you gals to go, no, you live here. Just revert them.
Yeah.
You know what's
if I
sad
saw,
for me?
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you'd think I'd have double the opportunity. But I don't, because, you know, of my, because I'm asexual, you know, I'm attracted to anybody as long as they have a niece, nephew, and nibbling.
Uh-huh.
But I, you know, so you think it'd be easier for me, but I'm still struggling.
There's still, well, you know what's, you know what's happening. There's a lot of single children. So you're meeting adults who don't have siblings. So they don't have nieces, nieces, nephews, and siblings. And I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah,
and
that's plus, a huge part of the problem.
It's a huge problem to be a single child and only child because you're mentally, you know, deficient. I don't, does that sound right? You just, you grow up and you're odd. And if you're listening to this and you're an only child, God bless you. You're wonderful and you're perfect. And there's something just a little off that makes you special.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound right, but it doesn't sound right, but it definitely sounds like something you would say. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So I'll put a pause a little bit on your husband, who is, by the way, handsome and so tall. Okay. Yeah. That's enough. That's enough.
Well, he's shrinking. He's shrinking.
Oh, we all
that's
are,
okay,
right?
Though,
when I met him, 6'2".
Is that
now,
right? Yeah.
I drove him to the doctor last week. They rounded up to 6, but I don't think he is. Not
my
anymore.
Gosh, that's happening.
That's okay.
Fast.
But in the photos, you know, in the wedding photos. But yeah, no, he's starting to get, I wouldn't say a hump, but not Dowager's hump. Oh, God, I have a friend, Dowager's hump. She won't even leave the house now.
Can they fix that?
Yeah.
I don't, if they roll it out.
That's exactly what I think of. Put something heavy on it. Sleep at night with something heavy on your back and see if it just straightens it out.
Mm. And is it named after, what's the name? Professor McGonagall? Is that why they call it that? From Our Lady from Downton Abbey?
Oh, is it? The Dowager.
Is that her name in that show?
You know, I don't even know if it's that's what it's called.
Yeah, Dow Jones's hump.
Hmm. Oh, is it Dow Jones?
Dow Jones. What did you? Well, it's a hump, and I guess there's no fixing it, right?
It's a hump, and he doesn't have a hump. I got so worried, like he's going to listen to a podcast. He just can't. But his hump, he does not have a hump. But it feels hump. We're on the eve of a hump. We're on the eve of a hump.
Yeah.
So am I. Me too. Who am I? You know.
We're all
tell you
close.
Who you are. You're wonderful.
You're wonderful with a hump or not, but we're all getting closer to it. You
osteoporosis.
Know?
And
osteoporosis,
that's
yeah.
That's what the hump comes from. So
and
it's
you
actually
even
rare for a man to have it. But
Are you guys doing those chewables for the calcium? Are you guys doing those chewables?
Oh, I thought you meant the
edibles.
Weed.
Yeah.
Oh, not edibles. No. Chewables.
Oh.
Chewables. Like they do the calcium for so you
I do a women's daily. Mm-hmm. I do a Centrum Silver.
Good.
And then I take like 20 pills a day of prescriptions.
Right. Yeah. Smart. Yeah, you know, I haven't taken any of those yet. You know, maybe I should because I know I'm not getting calcium because milk all of a sudden, did you guys feel this? All of a sudden milk tastes like what it is, which is just some other animal's milk. You know, I can almost taste the teat. It almost feels like.
I'd been whole milk my whole life, you know. Mm. Gosh, when the guy would come.
Oh, you mean the milkman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would wait by the door. I've always loved, I love a trash man. I love a milkman. I love a mailman. I love a civil servant who is coming to your home to do a service.
Oh, you ever meet a meter reader?
Well, I have.
Oh, that got a reaction.
Yeah, what's that about?
You're going to have to elaborate, Googs.
I think that's a scam. I think that's my conspiracy theory. I don't actually think we do need to pay. I think it's a scam that these cities are stealing our money.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I fully agree with that. Yeah.
Street cleaning? Why do you need to clean the street? I go out and clean in front of my house every day. Do
get
I get a check?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Get a broom. Everybody's
and
got a broom.
They don't even come. They say street cleaning, move your car. Now, I would obviously never park on the street. That's for people who are raised in a damn barn. I park in my driveway, but I keep the front of my house and everybody, there's only one house on our street that's dirty and they're not getting cleaner from the street cleaner.
I thought you were going to say there was only one house on your street. I was like, wow, that's exclusive.
Did the other houses burn down because we've been on your street and there's other houses there.
No, but we did have a man commit suicide.
Oh, God.
In his house.
Wow.
But it's still standing. He didn't burn it down.
I was going to say, do they burn it in
No, but then
what's that word?
I would prefer effigy. I would prefer, because now we drive by it and I just think every time I drive by it, I go,
that's the house.
That's the house.
Yeah, when I was growing up, when I was growing up, we had family on the west side, and their neighbor across the street, there was some sort of garage door accident. The husband was killed. Yes.
Chopped?
Did you say chopped?
Chopped. She said chopped.
Is that slang for killing your husband with a garage door?
No, I thought he got chopped by the door.
I thought you meant decapitated, like his top came off. Which is it?
Either way.
Yeah, I don't know this. I don't know the real story because, you know, it was at this point just like neighborhood gossip from my cousins. But yeah, every time we drove past or walked past, we were like, that woman's a murderer. But I don't know that for sure. But I hope, you know?
Yeah, I do too. Get her on the pod.
Oh, God. I wish we could.
That's so interesting. I think that men who kill women, you know, ugh.
Bad.
But women who kill men, tell me your story. I'm very interested to hear all of it because you've really made a choice for yourself and you felt empowered for at least half a minute. Now, am I advocating murder?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Gooks. I was going to say no, but then you know what? All I need is a little encouragement. Uh-huh. Yes. Sometimes it definitely is. And sometimes if you don't do it, somebody else will.
And you don't want them to take the credit.
No.
I read a book about a female serial killer from the, I think it was the 1800s. They had pictures of this woman and not a looker. And she was able to lure men to her farm with the promise.
Did they say how she did that? Because
They did. So she would say that she was looking for a farm hand. And these men were interested in jobs, needed jobs. And so they would show up at the farm and she was wealthy. Her story was that her husband was dead because she'd killed like seven husbands. And then, so what ended up happening, she had kids. They think she burned the house down with the kids and herself in it. Never seen again, though. Could have gotten away. Because who would burn? It's one thing to burn your husbands, but to burn your little sweet angel babies, I can't imagine. I think she set a trap, burned the house, and then took her kids and fled. But then they found a mass grave with, 15 men in it.
Wow. This is fascinating.
Yeah, we got to learn more about her because what a lady.
Why don't we learn more about these people in school? You know, we've been talking so much lately about what kids learn in school. Some of it's boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep kids engaged in school, throw in a little bit of this.
Yeah,
you know, it'll keep the kids who identify as boys. It might keep them a little bit more on the straight and narrow, and maybe you shouldn't be less of a little shit to the women in your life. Yeah, if I was a teacher, as we all know, I'm not, I would put more of this local color or whatever you call it, colorful anecdotes or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because in school we were learning about, getting our heads skinned. That's not even, you know, when they scalp you. And that's not a real problem we face.
No.
But having a no good husband, that is a problem we face. I never even got my head buzzed, let alone my whole scalp torn off.
I don't even know anybody that's happened to.
Don't you feel like everything we learned was like, look at how big and strong men are. They fight wars and Beowulf and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And what do you learn about Laura Ingalls when you're a girl?
Hunt and gather.
I mean, she's great.
I don't even think we learned about Pocahontas.
Oh, I remember Lewis and Clark.
I could tell you their whole damn life story.
Yeah, we know where they went and everything. You know, and the way they told the story about Pocahontas was that she was like, I mean, the way I remember it was she was very into it.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out, I believe, now I have never read a full article, I don't think, you know, and that's on me. Mm-hmm. But I think I've read a headline that she really was not into this kind of three-way, this cross-country three-way that she got embroiled in, and that it's sad, and that it's wrong, and then we put her on money or whatever. But what we should have really done is someone should have stepped in and said, excuse you, you're not taking her with you. You don't know how to climb a tree or whatever.
And then you hear the age, 12 years old. 12 years old, that's how old my niece Anne is. You can't take her. Well, something.
Oh,
12, 14, Young.
Yeah.
She must see in my mind.
Lewis and Clark were on that Epstein log. I mean, too young.
Were they on Lolita?
They should have been. Too young. But these men in the past, woo, he found a 12-year-old. Ooh, big, strong. Let's give him horns on his hat. No. You're bad, too.
You know, in my mind, she's always been older because imagine a 12-year-old coming up with the fact that she could paint with all the colors of the wind. That's so poetic for a 12-year-old mm-hmm. to say. Mm-hmm. And most of that, from what I understand, was real from diaries and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a shame. But this is yeah. exactly why. Why are we learning? You know, you just said men with horns on the heads or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I would not have made it through the Viking times because if I see a man with even one horn on his hat, I am running so fast in the other direction. You know, lately we've seen men, idiots with horns on the head. Excuse me.
Poop on American treasures.
Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I mean, you know what I like to say? Keep wearing those horned hats because it gives me a good, I'm like, oh, good. Now I don't have to mess with that.
That's someone who wipes their poop somewhere. It doesn't belong.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine wiping your poop anywhere but in a piece of paper to throw in the potty?
No, I can't. But here's also why I can't. Because I have such a hard time going in public anyways. I couldn't.
Yeah.
That person mm-hmm. readily did it right there.
Mm-hmm. They must have, they maybe were not well, but that's yeah. still no excuse. Yeah, I couldn't, there's no way. If you held a gun to my head, even in front of Mags, who I've known forever, mm-hmm. and we've really seen each other through a lot of things. If you put a gun to my head and you said, take a shit, pardon me, in front of Mags, there's no way I could do it. You'd have to mm-hmm. murder me. And I'm sorry, I'd be at peace with it because I couldn't do it. I would never be able to look her in the eyes again. Yeah. Now, if she has surgery and I'm with her and she just shits up, poops everywhere, excuse me, I'd clean it up in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think 100%, twice.
100%.
Right, but 100%. I can't make it. I can't make myself do that, you know,
no,
in front of anyone.
No.
On January 5th, were they eating Activia? Like, what were they? Were they loading up on gluten? Did they?
Oh, Alestra?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's lots of coffee?
You know what? That's a great way the FBI could look into who was really a part of this and who was planning mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Check the mm-hmm. receipts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so smart, Googs. And this is why we love you, because you always think of things like this. You know, you're always the one who's like, what about, okay, this thing we all know, what were they doing yesterday?
And that's because in my core, I'm very bitter and very angry. And nothing makes me happier than getting to the actual truth. And that's the only thing that can set you free.
You like, what's her name? Nancy
JFK,
Travis.
Quentin Tarantino.
Sinatra?
Nancy Sinatra. Because your boots were made for walking.
Yeah, well, she was a bit of a slut. But I guess.
Well, this is a sex positive podcast.
So was I. No, so was I. That's what I'm saying. I was gonna go, well, no, I'm not. I'm not Nancy Sinatra. She was a slut. But then it's like, well, so was I. And so I guess I am Nancy.
We're all that way.
We all thought we weren't Nancy, and then we wound up being a little Nancy.
Being a little Nancy,
oh, that's a fun way to say it. Because, you know, that word anymore, you know, when I hear people say it, especially around my nieces, nephews, and nibblings, I'm like, we don't say that word anymore because it's non-existent. It's not a thing. But if we start saying Nancy,
yeah,
I like
fancy
that.
Fancy Nancy. Fancy Nancy.
Yeah. Oh, God, it rhymes.
What are we? Wait a second. We're not allowed to name people Nancy?
No, we're not saying slut.
We're not saying
slut. I say slut, but that's if you saw my street, you would be saying slut too.
Sure.
But I'll say Nancy now for the sake of the neighborhood.
Well, I want you to do what you feel most comfortable with, but
thank you.
I will say this. You were talking about shoes, which made me think of the special shoes that we were all wearing when we met. So would you mind telling everybody how we met?
People are going to be jealous when they hear what we got to do.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
I'm worried because, you know, we found something kind of niche.
I know.
But you know what? That's fine. You know, the more the merrier, whatever. Maybe I'll meet somebody this way. But yeah, go ahead, Googs.
This is the thing. Once you say Traverse City, everyone goes, oh, I want to go. Yep. I want to go to Traverse City. And it's like, well, it's been there the whole time. You've either gone or you haven't. We all met at a adult. I don't even know why they need to put that distinction on it. But adult.
Well, because I don't want to be around those kids.
Okay, so it's Irish dancing, but who said that Irish dancing for kids? Irish dancing to me says for Irish people, but I also welcome Black people, Italians, Polish people, anybody who wants to do it. But to say adult Irish dancing, God, you really pushed us over to the corner. So we met at an adult Irish dancing today, just 2 days. I think it was 3 days, but then people were getting just too tired.
Oh, we were so, now so just, tired.
Yeah, yeah. At the end
I
of
had
that.
Cramps.
Mm-hmm. And your feet. And, yeah. You know, we only dance for like an hour a day. And then the yeah. rest is really the lecture. Cherries. Yeah.
I didn't know how much lecture there would be, but there was a lot yeah. of, I was taking a lot of notes and I thought, I assumed we were going to be quizzed. Then we weren't.
I could never learn enough about Irish history. I'm learning.
Yeah, they took us back to the snakes, yeah. which I was like, wow.
Yeah, when they went
learning,
way back.
I'm learning Gaelic right now.
Oh,
learning
wow.
Gaelic. Learning a second language, Gaelic, yeah.
Now is that's, that one that's dead, yeah. or are they still doing yeah. that?
They're bringing it back. They're bringing it back.
They're reviving it. Oh, like a zombie.
Ireland yeah. said, we want it back. Now, Northern Ireland, you can't trust them. They don't want to be a part of it. Southern Ireland, the Republic of, now they got their signs in Gaelic. They're trying to go, they're going from English, said, no, we're done with this. We want to go back to just be national language Gaelic, and I like it. So that's why I'm learning it, so I can speak when I go over there.
I'm so impressed that you're doing yeah. that. You know, now I'm going to say something that I hope it doesn't offend anybody, but, you know, we are all of an age where it's almost impossible to learn language because your brain, mm-hmm. I guess, gets dry or something, yeah. or parts of it die mm-hmm. off. But I'm so impressed because it's good for you, Googs. I'm so happy for you. I should mm-hmm. do, I should try to learn one, you know, but I probably won't.
Well, you could do Sudoku.
You oh, could, I'll do Sudoku.
I can't either.
Yeah. That's the numbers one? Is that the numbers?
Yeah,
numbers,
that's why, you know, right. I can't.
It
to
looks
me,
like a crossword.
I mean, it, yeah, right. Which I want it to be. So I look at it and I'm like, just be a crossword. I'm good at that. Actually, just be the People Magazine crossword.
Right.
Well, that one, you're like, Kelly Ripa, but that's right. in my wheelhouse, New York Times. No, I don't know those mm-hmm. words. That's why I'm learning Gaelic. It's like
not at the end of the week. Yeah, they always say Gaelic helps you understand root words.
That's uh-huh. what they say, right, mm-hmm. is what mm-hmm. I've heard. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so impressed. But I got to tell you, so, you know, this was a group from Mags and I. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have some Irish heritage, don't mind telling mm-hmm. you as well. And I have to say, you know, when we showed up, I really didn't know what was going to happen. And then they gave us those special shoes like it was a bowling alley. And I got to say, what a group of humans when you looked mm-hmm. around an adult Irish step dancing mm-hmm. class. Wow. Mm-hmm. Where do they find them?
Yeah. And what I love about this program is that you cannot have danced as a child, because sometimes, I don't know if you guys have gone to classes with these quote unquote dancers that went all over the South Side and all over the North Side and St. Louis and Michigan. They just think they're something. And I was not allowed to dance as a child. My parents thought I had polio.
I thought you were going to say because it was illegal in your town.
No. I have very, very, very thin ankles and they were afraid they would snap. And so they hypersensitive.
They thought you had polio because your ankles were too small.
Skinny calves, yeah.
God bless. What a time. By the way, for all of you listening to this and you're like, oh, I didn't know that that was something that they thought polio was associated with. Yeah, that's why we need science, you absolute mm-hmm. ding-dong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, continue.
Well, because my brother had it. You think my parents said, let's wait 10 years to see the effects of this vaccine. They said, put it in his eyeballs. Put it in his butt. Throw it in our daughter. Okay? Throw it in my penis. Give it to me. No 10 years.
No, and that is why more parents and I, and you know, Pat and I have said this, and I know we've all three talked about this, is more people need to say, put it in my kid's butt right now.
Yeah. Put it in my kid's butt right now.
This Get is the time done. To put things in your kid's butt because later on they won't want it. They'll be like, Mom, Dad, stop putting it in my butt. Now's the time you march them right in there. You bend them right over and just say, put it in the butt. And there's nothing they can do about it because they're a minor.
Yeah. So didn't dance as a kid. It was devastating. All you want to do is dance as a kid. And I couldn't. And so I do find through meditation and some heavy therapy that people that were able to dance as children are very upsetting to me. Enemies. And so I do need to be in this class where no one danced as a child as well. Right. Well, you too. You sock hop and dance, but not professionally.
No.
And that's why I like the group that we're in.
Yes. Right. This is a fantastic discovery that you made. But I always, I wonder that triggered something in me because do you know who I think is the most terrifying group of people to exist in the world now and or at any other time, child ballroom dances. They are terrifying. I don't know why they move like that.
If they can dance at that age, they should be doing their own taxes.
Yeah, thank you.
There's no excuse.
The moral thing of it, but also watch them. There's something not right.
And there's little boys?
Oh, yeah.
In little suit pants.
Are they like wearing those tight suit pants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and little shoes with heels.
No.
Like, you're a boy. You don't need to wear, like, you're a child. It's not gendered. You're a child. You don't need to wear a little bit of a heel. Everybody knows you're tiny. Why are we doing this to them? It's terrifying.
They're wearing kitten heels.
Yeah.
You know, this reminds me of, you just reminded me of how embarrassing, remember Star Search?
Yeah.
Or Solid Gold, remember that one? Oh, my God. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they would just, and I thought, no one has any shame. But, I mean, I watched it. You know, I watched it. But well, no one had any shame.
You had to watch it because back then Ed McMahon was your big crush, wasn't he?
Oh, I loved him. What a teddy bear. And then he had those.
I got bad news about Ed McMahon.
No, please don't.
Is he sick?
Yeah, is he ill?
He's no longer with us. He's
no.
Cursed.
No, I just can't believe that. No. I cannot believe that. He always looked well because he had those, before anybody else, he had those glasses with part of it that was like Dombre glasses, you know, where it was shaded on one part. And he was so healthy as a horse because I like him a little with a little, you know, a little meat on
heavier.
The bones.
Oh, yeah. Heavier. Now I know why you're so attracted to my husband. So I have Google alerts for all the great Irish entertainers, and I did not get one when he passed, which means that he's somehow not deemed a great Irish entertainer.
I think it's just that he passed before Google.
And I would always tell people that I was related to Ed McMahon, not even knowing that he's dead. I've just been saying I'm related to a dead man. So, I gotta go to Ed.
Well, yeah. You know what I bet happened? I bet they buried him with... Johnny Parson. I bet when he passed,
the chicken man?
The guy that he used to work with on that show, because you know, like in Egypt,
he was sexual.
Ooh. Oh yeah. The sexual energy on that show was something off the charts. Now you'd look at the two of them and you'd think, well, cause if you just saw him walking down the street, you'd think this one and that one.
Banker, you know?
Yeah. Right. But on the show, it was amazing. The energy that they brought. Didn't one of them always say, oh, and the other one went, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. There you go again, Pat, with your impressions.
I know.
She's so good at them, girl.
And then you would see him flirt, and you go, God, I wish that was me up there.
Oh,
I
wish so
I got
much.
A flirt. I like a white head.
I do. Yeah. I love a fuzzy white head.
And a bald head. A bald, white. I don't like when it's super dyed.
Oh, right. No, Fig Newton. What's the guy?
I don't like him.
Randy Newton.
I would pass him on the street. I wouldn't even glance back. Can you imagine what the top of his head smells like and the bottom of his head?
He can't go out in the rain. Just let it be. At least if you're going to do it, pick gray. We all know it's not jet black, Randy. So just go. Can't you go a shade that exists in nature?
But don't all colors exist in nature? Was she specific about?
Now that I'm saying it, I'm really disappointed I never challenged her because you're bringing up a great point. Everything exists in nature.
It's like those birds. Googs, you ever seen that bird, the show about the earth? And there's birds and they're doing the dances.
Blue Earth?
Yes.
Whenever I get on an airplane and I see the Earth as one of the options to watch, I go, I'm watching the Earth.
It's fascinating. And you think, well, that can't really, that's not real. And then they show it. So, you know, I think that your mother, bless her, you know, was thinking in a color that exists in nature for hair. But it's true because those birds on that program, they open up their back feathers and then they dance for each other. And I'm like, I've never seen that before. In my whole life.
Gorgeous. And then you see the shades that the coral can be. Our coral, it's leaving. We're not going to have any coral left.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just watched a thing about sharks that was kind of alarmist television because it was like the number of shark attacks on the Atlantic coast is doubled.
Well, we don't go in like the ocean. Who goes in the ocean? The ocean is for people with a death wish.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, but also it was like, it went from 6 to 12.
Oh.
So it's like, you don't do that.
And no one misses them. You know, it was somebody out there who most of the year is already like, you know, backpacking or hiking or whatever. They were not home very often to begin with. And now they're gone forever doing what they loved, excuse you very much. So don't cry for them. Right.
No.
Yeah.
But anyone who likes sand, That's not a well person.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I love the ocean when we're on top of a cruise liner.
No.
If we're looking at it, fantastic. If we're in it, no. Quick death.
A pool only. Pool only for me, no. Pond, no. Lake. I do like Lake Michigan.
Shoot. Is it clear? Listen, I can't swim in a murky body of water. If it's clear and calm, I'll get into it.
Okay, right. This is now going through the bodies of water I don't want to be in. This is what I've realized. I don't want to walk in. If I can be on a dock and then I can be in a tube or on a noodle or
oh my God, what kind of tube?
You know, like a big tube.
That somebody
blows up. That then like, okay, so.
Oh this my is what, God, an inner tube?
An inner tube. And then someone holds it. Someone holds your big tube. And then because I can't get on a tube by myself. But if my husband holds it, and then if one of my nephews hold it, like on the handles, then I can get in it. And then that's okay. Then I'll get in the water that way. But if I have to walk in, I don't think I can do it. I don't like it.
I thought you meant like inside a tube. Like, remember when we went to Atlantis and they had that water slide that goes through the sharks?
Oh, audacity to let you have pina coladas before you go down that thing?
Yeah, they sure did. They gave us pinkos like crazy that day.
Should we get braids in our hair again?
I loved it. I don't know. We
felt like Bo Derek.
I felt like someone too. And, you know, we did kind of have this chat a while ago with another friend about she had very tight braids in her hair for a long time, and she thought she looked crafty, but it turned out she looked offensive. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was a way to, because I loved it, because it really kept my hair out of my eyes.
Yeah.
So I would like to do it, but I would like to be able to tell people, that anyone that I run into, this has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm.
Well, what if they weren't so little? What if it was like a French or a Dutch?
My hair won't stay in that because I have all my baby hair. You know, all my baby hair. You know, I need that tiny little, you know what? It pulls your scalp so hard.
Oh, it feels good.
It feels good. Oh, it feels like you have when you poke on your gums or whatever, it makes you feel alive.
You had very, very visual reaction to that, Googs. When she said poking your gums, what was going through your mind right then?
Well, I love to floss. And
your teeth are gorgeous, by the way. They're so bright and pretty.
I thought you were wearing a prosthetic mouth the first time we met.
These are my originals. I had like 36 teeth as a child. Way too many. They had to take a lot out.
What are you supposed to have? That sounded right to me. What are you supposed to have?
Oh, well, I had too many. They took big ones out, big adult teeth out. And now I had not heard about these braids not being okay. Do the people know that the people giving us the braids are beautiful Bahamian black women?
Well, you know, let me ask this question and let me just remind everyone that I am an ignorant asshole person and I'm trying to get better. Now, we talked about this before and we said, it's just don't do it because it's not for you. And I kind of just said, okay, but the reality is, yes, these are extraordinary Bahamian women who are doing it to you.
Yeah.
And they seem really on board. And they called us over.
I wouldn't even know to get braids if they hadn't shown me a flip book of all of these other white women. And they say, hey, pretty lady. And I go, yeah.
And I was like, oh, thank you very much. And they gave me some dried guava. Remember? They had dried guava that they gave us. And they showed us the book that you could put anything in there. And I put that flag in mine. I just don't know what country it was.
I think it was the Dominican Republic.
Oh, I've got to go there. I wonder how they do their hair there.
We did, Pat. Remember? That's where Punta Cana is. We went there. Dream
is that where Punta Cana is?
I thought we were in Mexico.
No, remember? We talked all about this with Pip.
Oh.
That's where we were when we got... Oh, that's maybe why you don't remember it, Pat, because we got so sick. We were quarantined for 9 days because we had bad prawns. But we weren't allowed to see. Yeah. So maybe that's why you didn't remember.
But you got to go back. You got to go back with good prawns. Good prawns.
I don't know if I can eat another prawn. Yeah, that really got me. Yeah, their little legs.
So sick.
I could feel them crawling.
Now, if you call them shrimp, are you going to be able to?
I love shrimp. Okay. Oh, I love shrimp.
Okay.
You did just then, Gooks? You know what you just did? You reframed.
I just don't want to live in a world where my friends can't eat shrimp.
Oh, you're so
no
sweet.
One wants Look. To live in a world like that. You know, if they said, well, shrimp's gone, you know, there's a few things that if they said we don't have any more, you know, or the earth cooked it, you know, I'd be like, you know what? I mean, I say this often. I hope no one's worried about me because I feel okay, but I'm ready to leave this plane of existence. Yeah. You know, no shrimp. Okay. Well, what am I going to do with all this cocktail sauce? You know, I have a bunch of cocktail sauce in my pantry.
And it's not good with any other seafood. Isn't that fascinating?
You can't put it on anything other than shrimp. And that's just true.
It was a miracle that I ate those prawns because I don't like shrimp. I try to make myself like it when it's the one sushi with the rice
you
underneath
eat sushi.
It. I get, no, here's the thing. I keep trying to make myself like it because it looks so good to me and I want to love it.
I like the ones with the stick, the crab stick.
I love
imitation crab. We've talked about that before. I like that it's not real. You know what? Don't even give me real crab because nothing can touch imitation.
I want the stick. And sometimes you ask them, I'll go, I would like crab rangoon. Is this real crab? And they're like, yes. And then I have to say, I don't want it to be. And then they say, well, it's fake.
Yeah. The thing is, though, the thing about shrimp is I want you guys to be so happy. I want you to get as much shrimp as you want, but I'd be okay. So if you're worried, like, would Mags make it through this if we would, like, bereft of shrimp, I would.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I may not last. Because if it's the shrimp, you know, it's crab legs next.
Well, oh God. Okay. God. That's where I'm. Wow. That's the one for me. That's the one for me. Don't get rid of my snow crab or my king crab or even Dungeness on a bad day. If I'm, you know, if I'm really begging for it.
We are not afraid to order something on the menu that comes with a bib. And I wouldn't have done that in my younger years. I would have said, no, I'm not going to be in a bib out in public. And now, and drawn butter or not, I go, bring me a bib.
Yeah. You know what the thing is with me? I can eat a crab legs. You know, I could do a bib for crab legs.
Wow.
But I cannot eat ribs in public. No, thank you.
Okay. Wow. I'll get ribs, full slab.
You get them and enjoy them. Now, my people, you know, Italian people.
Italians.
We like to cook ribs so that they fall right off the bone. You can eat them with a knife and a fork. They're so tender and delicious.
Would you eat that? Would you eat Italian ribs in public?
Yeah, with a knife and fork. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What comes with that? Meatballs?
No, you could do any kind of, you know, it's whatever side dish you want. You know, when my mom used to make them, it was just regular barbecue sauce but you know, not regular. Like she made it, you know.
She made it Italian.
Right. Yeah.
Can I tell you about a dish I saw at the Cheesecake Factory this past weekend?
Absolutely. I wish you would.
In excruciating detail, please. I haven't been there
please,
in so long.
Please, go slow. So, do it in a whisper. Could you do it in a whisper?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know if you're actually going to like this. This could
Me?
This could go either way. Yeah, this could go either way. So I don't even look at the main menu anymore. I go straight to Skinnylicious. And the thing is, the things on Skinnylicious are still huge. You get a Skinnylicious portion bigger than my head. So, but
what's the calorie count? Is there a cutoff?
1,000.
I thought you were going to say like 4,000.
Skinnylicious is your daily value and below. Okay. We'll say that. But it's my favorite special restaurant. I know you can't go there every day. That would be crazy. But it's my favorite special occasion restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Near the holidays. You got to go there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know, they sell that brown bread at the grocery store now.
What? They started selling Cheesecake Factory foods at the grocery store?
They got the brown bread, and it has Cheesecake Factory on it. You know how they got, like, Benihana stuff in the frozen food section? Now I'll give you a tip. That's not good. Don't get that. But I have gotten the Cheesecake Factory grocery store bread. It's pretty good.
That's a hack.
So they have this thing on the menu at Cheesecake Factory that is called Chicken Parm Pizza Style. And the only reason I know about it is because my husband ordered it. And then the waiter came back out and he said, we're out of that. And he goes, now are you out of all chicken parm? And he said, no, just pizza style. Because what we do is we take the chicken cutlet and we bang it out so big that it is the pizza crust. So the crust is chicken parm, and then they put cheese and pepperoni on top, and then in the center of the pizza, angel hair.
Now, I just have to say my initial reaction, what? There's no worse humiliation than being food in America anymore, because like, I'm a chicken and this is the shape of me. And then all of a sudden someone's like, what if it's not? First, we're going to put you in a pen. We're going to pump you full of steroids. Then when you're murdered, we're going to pound you out and make you crust. A chicken isn't crust. Now,
no.
It does sound pretty good, though.
Well, here's the thing. My initial reaction was, oh, maybe it's for cob cutters, you know? But then if it was breaded chicken cutlet, and then there's a whole bunch of angel hair in there,
what's this diet?
Yeah.
Are we like out of ideas?
Yeah, no, that's the problem. There's too many ideas.
Oh, too many ideas, yeah.
You remember how my theory about Olive Garden is that they have some sort of Italian name generator where they like just combine words
sound
Italian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So it'll be like pesto chicken crunch ravioli. And it's like, what? Those aren't,
I
recognize the
Toledo meatballs or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, that's a lot for me personally. But, you know, I mean, do we use a mallet on a chicken breast sometimes to pound it out, make it thin? Absolutely. Do I use a mallet on, you know, flank steak when I'm making spadini? Absolutely. And is it delicious? You bet your ass it is. But I can't imagine what monstrosity is a chicken palm pizza.
Let me ask you this question. So we're able to, like, you know, mallet out a chicken after the fact. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me why we aren't growing flat chickens.
Tell me how Cheesecake Factory is out of it.
Exactly.
Well, that's the problem. And I think that's the bigger thing we need to address here, which is too many people are ordering it.
Right. And then, and I think what Cheesecake Factory probably has said as a corporation is, at a location, if we sell 10 chicken parm pizza platters, then that's all we have for the day. We're not making more chicken parm pizza platters because how long does it take to
mallet?
A lot of omelet.
Is there one guy or gal?
Can I point something out? Look how long we've been talking about it. This is genius.
Yeah.
This is like Black Friday where they're like, we have two televisions. They cost a lock of hair, but they only have two at that price. And then everyone goes nuts. This is us. It's working. You know what? The geniuses. The geniuses. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they weren't even out.
Or I was going to say, how do we know they ever existed in the first place? If you said your husband, has your husband had one for sure?
No. And now he goes, I'm getting it next weekend. It's his, it's his holy grail.
That's how they keep you coming back. It's this great white whale.
Wow.
I can't believe it. I never am hip to this stuff, but I just was thinking about that the other day, you know, marketing and stuff. And I say, it doesn't work on me. Well, it just did. Congratulations, Olive Garden. What were we talking about? Macaroni Grill?
Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Take my money.
I wish we were talking about a Ray Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I love a Macaroni Grill.
He's so
tall. I love a Macaroni Grill.
Plus, you know what we almost got coming home from the tournament?
What?
Carrabba's.
I love Carrabba's.
Wow.
We didn't end up doing it because my sister wanted to eat someplace local. I said, Carrabba's is local. It's wherever you are.
So you went to like what?
Main Street Cafe. It was literally called the Main Street Cafe. I was like, you think Carrabba's is bad because it's a chain and there are several other places called Carrabba's? How many other places do you think exist in this world called the Main Street Cafe?
Right. Now, Googs, do you still have a basement full of mannequins? And I don't mean, I'm just checking in.
If that's too personal.
Yeah, you don't have to answer that.
Well, obviously my silence is a yes. I'm just wondering, this is my first podcast I've ever been on, if my children are going to be listening. And I did tell them that I got rid of them at some point during the pandemic. But I guess I'll just...
How old are they again? Well, they're out of the house, right? You don't have to say their age if you don't want to give away yours.
They're 25, renting cars.
They're not listening to this.
They're not listening to this.
They'll never listen to this. Yeah, you're fine.
You're good.
That's... Wow. I thought they would.
No. Oh, no, they won't. No.
All right. Okay, yeah. You want me to tell you which one's my favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, say it.
Wait, of the kids or of the mannequins? Wait, I want to know both.
The mannequins I would never pick. I could do a top 10. No, but then I would even have to do like, this is top 10 babies. And then I would have to do like, this is top 10 used to be commissioned in Macy's, but I took when they closed. But I don't know. So it would have to be in categories. No, of my children, Chelsea's my favorite.
Yeah, we all.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's a. God almighty, she's the cutest. Do you guys remember when I had that procedure on my back because they found precancerous cells? Chelsea, do you know Chelsea called me?
And didn't text you, called.
She called me on the phone.
She's a little old soul is what she is.
Now I'm wondering if I told her to do that or not. I can't remember. It's like, am I a good mother or is she a good girl?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. The answer is yes to both because her instinct was to call without you telling her, she's a good girl, which makes you a good mother.
Thank you.
If you told her to call, makes you a good mother, and she listened, it makes her a good girl. So win.
I'm guessing Michaela did not call you.
Michaela did not.
What's wrong with her?
Honestly, I used to blame it on the boyfriends, and now I think maybe it's Michaela. Maybe the boys were okay. Michaela, the thing is, you don't get to pick your kid's soul. You hope, and she's becoming an esthetician.
I got to tell you, that's really scary because she could kill people. They say a lot of people die that way.
I talked her into it. I don't even think she wanted to do it. I just said, you got to go to something. She said, I want to do a gap year. And it's like, well, we're not rich, Michaela.
So she wanted to work at the Gap for you?
That's what I said.
Right.
No, she thought she was going to go to Europe. Well, this is now. Oh. I said, go to Europe. Well, Amanda Knox? No, we're not doing this.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Italy.
Well, yeah. It doesn't bode well for the people, Max.
I hope that this feels, cathetic or whatever for you, Googs. Now,
what was
you still
word?
Have the cathartic.
Do it again.
Mm-hmm. Cathartic.
Mm-hmm. What am I hearing?
What are you hearing? I can't tell. Exotic. Now, tell me if this is exotic for you, Googs, because you still have the mannequins, and I know you'd given yourself a deadline, but you know what? I think that's okay. I mean, you're not hurting anybody. Now, your basement is full and you can't get down there, but I think it's fine, and I just want to make sure that you're okay, and I don't want to give you bad advice, but I feel like, who's hurt in this?
No one is hurt. My house is tidy, the top two floors, and if I didn't have the mannequins in there, Clyde would take it and try and make a man cave. And most of the reason I've kept him is because I don't want him to have a man cave. I don't think he's deserved that. You know, my body ripped in half to give birth to Chelsea and Michaela, and now he wants to have a place to watch things without me? Absolutely not. You're going to watch things with me, and my mannequins are going to stay down there. Or you can watch TV with my mannequins. How about that?
Yeah, thank you. He wants a man cave, and you gave him a mannequin.
I hadn't even thought of that. And he's terrified of them. He has no sexual attraction to any of them. I've made sure of that. I do a little test.
Yeah, what are you testing?
Definitely walk us through that.
Okay, so I have a camera down in the basement just to make sure no one's doing anything weird with my mannequins. And so I will, when I bring a new mannequin in, baby, big, whatever, man, anything, I put it down there. And then I closely monitor the footage for the next 24 hours to make sure Clyde does not go down, touch a breast, touch a plastic lip downstairs. Yeah.
Where are you getting these mannequins with full labias?
They're the ones at Goodwill.
Yeah, why do you say suppose that's that.
Scared straight.
I just figured that they had been gifted and they came from a place where mannequins had labias. So maybe that would be like a playhouse.
Europe?
Europe. When you say playhouse, you mean sexual?
No, like where they do Our Town.
Oh, okay. Got it. Like a theater.
Yes. So I'll bring in the mannequins and then neither of my children,
Stop you. Is Our Town, I've never seen it, fully nude?
No, they're clothes. But you know these theater people, they like to really have... I don't know that.
No, that sounds right, Goose.
I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Like they did a version where all the actors are nude mannequins, anatomically correct nude mannequins. And then they did the voices and they just moved the bodies. Because that sounds like something. Now, God bless. If you're in the arts, oh, wow. I guess we need you. You're not really hurting anybody except just a little bit sometimes. But, that does seem like a playhouse thing. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and God bless it, just not in Texas.
Maybe they come from a bathing suit shop. Because sometimes you go in there, and they've got bathing suits on the mannequins, and you say, where's her vagina? Because it's so little, and then they take off the pants, and then they go, well, here's her vagina. And then I say, can I have that mannequin when you're finished with it? And then they say, okay. So
do they make you buy the suit?
Yeah, like, what do you have to pay
for? No, because a lot of these mannequins, they don't want them in the stores. They got to switch them out every 5 years because they start to get, you know, body shapes change, styles. Oh. So they've got mannequins in there that have thin hips, but then you see on social media, they want wide hips. And then they go, well, we got to get rid of all these thin hipped mannequins. Where do they go? My house.
Okay. Even mannequins are aging out. You know what I mean? Yes. That's wild.
But I love that it's body positively. You know, I love that they're aging out for that reason.
Yeah.
Did you ever wonder if, like the movie Mannequin, they're coming alive down there when you're not in the basement? Because Mannequin was the original Toy Story. Yeah. Toy Story is just warmed over Mannequin. I've always said that.
So I actually collected my mannequins before the film Mannequin. And so it's, I don't know if that film held up the culture of mannequin love in the way that I thought it was going to. I was disappointed. Okay. I was disappointed because I'm telling you, I think it's did she consent?
Well, yes, she came alive, remember?
Exactly.
I didn't hear her say yes.
Right.
Okay. And so now I have to tell people when I show them my collection, do not kiss the mannequin. It will not come alive. It is not a toad. It will not turn into a prince. These are not here to be our sexual objects. These are here to be our silent friends.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
When I hear mannequin, the film, I get very upset because I do not think that it honored mannequins. I don't know if the original script, I don't know how things happen. If there was something and then they said, oh, wouldn't it be funny if instead, and then that's what got made.
Ugh, well, you honor the mannequin. It doesn't have to be a woman that comes to life. You like the mannequin. So it felt like the film was like, oh, look at this dumb heap of trash. And you're like, excuse me, my basin is full of those.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're not all women. Some of them are little boys fishing.
Do they do?
And if you try and kiss him, you're a perv. And that man is too.
Yeah, it's spooky. Yeah.
You're right. Now, I still do love Mannequin because, you know, it gave us Meshach Taylor and Kim Cattrall before she was in Sex and the City and then wasn't in Sex and the City.
Have you heard her scat?
Yes, I absolutely have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't make it.
What do you mean they didn't make it?
That fella and her
the
husband,
one that they did the sexual thing? Because
the sexual
remember,
book.
We watched that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now, if those two can't make it, they really enabled each other to do things.
I know.
That's really. Yeah. Now, you know, that scat, though, now I don't think she's allowed to do that, talking about that tight hair braids.
Yeah,
legally, she should have not been doing that scat. I'm surprised that she's not in prison, at least for a minute, you know.
Maybe that's why she's not doing the reboot. It finally caught up with her.
Oh, that's true. Maybe we should look into that. I should look
on the secret prison. The secret prison.
People.com. And you know, I have to get back to it just for a second because now I'm a little bit Irish. And I thought maybe, you know, is it wrong to do step dancing if you're not a little bit Irish? But that room was full of lost souls. Mm-hmm. And they were of all manners and stripes and persuasions. And, you know, and I was like, oh, this is for everybody. You know,
Worried about me.
Well, I was a little bit worried about you, but I was also worried because those shoes were so slippery.
Yeah.
But I mean, and you had to wear those knee socks and you didn't like them because you said they were too tight up at the calf. They were tight on everybody's calves.
Yeah. Well, you know me, I don't like to show my knees. So I was nervous that they were going to make us pull up because I'm not familiar with the culture. So I was like, they're going to make us wear those skirts that the women wear. And then we can't move our arms. And then we're like, what the hell kind of, I'm going to be trapped.
This is come as you are Irish dance. And it's Irish in the culture, but not in the anything else. Anyone can be Irish. Yeah. We welcome.
That's what they say.
We welcome all. Anybody. Yeah. Anybody.
I think that's just smart. The world is changing and it only benefits all of us for everyone to be, you know, I just wish more people would feel that way. It's for everybody. You know, get off your mayonnaise throne and just embrace
Clog.
It.
Dance.
Yes. Yeah. Clog and dance. Exactly. Well, you know.
And you were so, I got to say this. You know, while we're back on the subject, I don't want to get you off track, Pat, so put a pin in that.
I will.
But I just want to say, you were so naturally gifted. For somebody
who
grew up with tiny ankles and, you know, weak calves, you were so light on your feet, which
Thank
were weighed
you.
Down by those shoes.
Thank you. I've been working on it for about 5 years. I do go to beginner classes sometimes and pretend that I'm new.
Good for you. You need the validation. You deserve it.
Now, would that be something You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, because I was going to say, is that something you'd like to take the kids to? So let me just say this instead. Take us to your happy place. Take us to your nieces, nephews, and siblings.
No, yeah. I couldn't pick a favorite in that.
Oh, right. Yeah, me either.
My niece Maggie, she has strong ankles, so she dances. Not Irish dance. I think it's hip hop.
Oh, God bless her. What do they dance to? Macklemore?
Macklemore.
And Iggy Azalea?
Mm. I don't even.
Eminem. Do they dance to Eminem?
I do know Eminem.
Eminem's.
I do know Eminem.
Yeah.
So Maggie hip hops. She twerks. Oh, my God. You should see. And so she'll just be in a row with three-year-olds. I mean, they're 3 years old. And just twerking to her heart's content. It is so cute.
Is that allowed legally? Are we allowed to? I don't know.
This is in Virginia.
It's fine. Okay. It really is fine. Yeah. Can you imagine remember when we were growing up, if someone had twerked? I know that my mother would have said, oh, she's about to be pregnant. We've really changed a lot as a society because we're really letting the little ones twerk and everything. And
half of my nieces and nephews aren't even baptized.
Oh.
Wow.
Now what's you can't say anything. You go, okay.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe try to get him with a spray bottle. You know,
get him with a spritzer.
Go take the thing to church and then come back and then just spray him while they're asleep and then just say, oh, there's a leak or whatever.
You know what? I am ordained. So if you need me to do.
Let
me
answer,
they never said anything about baptizing, but I guess marriage is a sacrament.
I have, Maggie, my little niece who's twerking, she's my grandniece. I have a grandniece.
Oh, wow.
She is my niece's daughter.
Now, how old is your niece that had her? You don't have to say.
She had her in high school.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
I know.
And she did graduate.
Good for her. I tell you, if I got pregnant in high school, I'd be like, see ya. And then I would, don't know what I would do. I really don't know. You know, God bless her because she's stronger than I am because I would have just ran around town. I don't know. I ran around town screaming.
My sister didn't send her away. You know, just let her stay in school.
Yeah.
They know the father. He's a nice, I've met him. I've met his parents. They're all nice. And they're making it. They're making it work. Now they're not together anymore.
Well,
I don't even know if they were. They're not together. But this is my grandniece. So she's definitely one. She's my one and only grandniece. So I keep a watchful eye on her. I've got some bonds started in her name. I've got
in 20 or 30 years, they're going to be worth about $20 more than when you bought them.
Yeah,
I got some gold coins for her that I'm going to do that I didn't do for the other kids because you got to do more for when they got tough situations. So she's got lots of bonds and lots of gold coins. And then we've got some stocks in Herbalife for her.
Oh, is that you got to keep doing that? You got to keep working?
No. It's actually, I did realize it was a scam and was going to go public. And then that's what they gave me the stocks to keep me quiet.
Good for you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, you're the first person who, you know, figured this out and called the FBI. I called the FBI on them.
Of course you did. I've always wanted to call them.
Okay, Goose, can you just tell me real quickly, how do they answer the phone when you call?
Yeah, what do they say?
Honestly,
it was a recording.
No.
Not even a real person. You know, and then you press one, you press two. I pressed three.
Oh, sure.
I pressed three, and then I got transferred to a gal. Very, very helpful. Oh, very nice gal, Kathy. God. And then, so she transferred me. So like I said, they got to give you a raise, Kathy. You got people coming and going. And, you know, it felt like she was an FBI switchboard operator. And I know they don't have those anymore. But that's how, because I could hear people yelling. And this is the FBI.
Oh, wow.
And then she transferred me. They have so many people have gotten taken. The FBI now has a pyramid scheme unit, but
wow.
Now I'm in the back.
Fun.
Is Aubon International in that?
I met a lady and she,
my sister did that for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. See, this is the issue. Some of the products are good. those Lalas, the LaLaRue leggings, LuLaRue leggings.
LaLaRue, Lollapalooza.
Thank you.
Is it the one that's not good for people who are chubby?
Oh, shoot. Well, is I don't know. I honestly haven't ever tried them on, but I've touched them, and they're so soft that it makes you go, no wonder people got tricked. So, yeah, I don't think it's a support group, but it's almost we meet up and we tell each other, this is how they sucked me in. And we try and get the word out. That's more, it's more gathering information and say, if you are recently divorced, be on the lookout. You know, all the things, all the vulnerabilities that they preyed on, it was when I had just gotten my hip done. So I was bedridden and I'm just, oh my gosh, someone wanted to connect with me. Of course, I would love to connect. And then, you know, you've lost $15,000.
Yeah. Was it somebody from your high school?
Someone I went to nursing school with.
Yeah. It's always that. It's always close. There's some school involved. Yeah.
You got to be careful when you're bedridden because I feel like, you know how sometimes they say, you know, don't talk near your phone or whatever because it's picking it up and then it's sending you ads for the thing that you talked about.
Yeah.
I feel like if, you know, you talk too much Megs when you have your surgery, don't tell too many people because they will come at you with a pyramid scheme or an MLM and they'll get you.
When you're in surgery too, they'll act like they're concerned about you. They go, Mads, when are you getting your surgery? Oh, Tuesday, 3 p.m. And then they'll go and they'll rob your house.
Oh my God.
That's true. That's also true.
That's why that's why you can't put service dates in the obituaries anymore. Because people go, oh, so-and-so, all the family, they're going to be at the church. And then they rob your house.
Yeah. One of my cousins did that.
He was the robber. Oh. He robbed you.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Well, at least it was family.
I just want to say, you know, the only people that know I'm having this surgery are you guys and whoever listens to this podcast. So nobody would ever do that. We're safe.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know, it's like 15 people. And the one thing I've never done on this podcast is give out my home address.
Well, that's good.
Oh, do you want me to do it?
No, no. Thank you.
Okay. What if people want to send you stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get a phone number.
I'll do my address and they can send it to me and then I can bring it to you.
Don't do a package. You're not getting your mail. You're not getting your mail.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Well. Someone's stealing your mail?
No. I mean, I feel like it's stolen because it's not coming. But my mail lady and I don't get along and she stopped bringing it to me. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you had a falling out.
We really did. And, you know, we're both at fault. But I feel like, you know, I'm the one who apologized. And I'm just waiting for her to apologize or bring you my mail. Or I'm waiting for her to, God bless, die. And then someone else will bring my mail. I don't want her to die.
Or maybe get a new route. Maybe she'll get a new route.
Maybe she'll get promoted. She should get promoted because my neighborhood is awful. So is she? Maybe she'll get promoted to a better neighborhood. But with her bad attitude, maybe she won't. God bless.
I don't know that it's a bad attitude, Pat. Remember how we talked about this? She's an able-bodied person who is
she's got a turned-out leg.
Yeah. And Pat keeps trying to run up to the truck and help her deliver mail. And she did not like that. And, you know, it's come to it's at this point, they can't even be, I think there's a restraining order at this point. She's not even allowed to be. Now, Pat can be in her home, but if she steps foot any bit outside of a home, the mail carrier can take it to court.
Well, that's so hard to do, though, with the mail carrier there. So you're just supposed to lock yourself in your house so she can deliver the mail? What if you want to talk to her? What if you want to tell her what you had for lunch?
This isn't she doesn't even deliver the mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't even deliver the mail. She leaves it at the post office.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's supposed to go pick it up. Yeah.
And what do the people at the post office think? Do they know?
My picture's up.
Oh, no.
It's on that same wall with all the other headshots. Is that funny, though? I mean, I see myself and I think, well, I mean, finally, you know, a little recognition, but I guess it's bad. So when I come in, you know, it's a lot of like deep sighs and rolling their eyes and whatever. And then a big hunk of mail that's mostly trash. You know how you get those circulars? It's mostly circulars. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how they got the picture, but it's from what? Well, we were with
Is it a good photo?
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious, Googs. We went to Ocean City and we got an old timey photo done on the boardwalk.
No. You got a little musket in your hand at the post office?
Yeah,
they must have binged me.
Now, is this like when you go into the dry cleaners and they've got like the weather person on the wall? Like you're a celeb to them?
Yeah, I'm up there with like the most wanted
celebs. Did you sign it?
They won't let me. They said it's not for signing. It's for us. Cause I had to lean over the counter and I brought a Sharpie and they said no. And then the guy next to me is, you know, an Amber Alert. Yeah. So he's
one of the guys. He's the guys.
Yeah. So, you know, anyway, but I'm thrilled because I love that picture and it feels egotistical to have it, you know, to print it out and put up in my own home, but at least it's at the post office.
So this means Max is on the wall too? Or do they block out your face?
Well, they just kind of put one postage stamp over my face, but it's the cutest. They made me look like I was a lady of the night.
Your boobs all buxtom up. Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. You have buxom corset boobs at the post office. I gotta go in and see it.
I'm dressed as an old prospector.
She is. That's why they gave her a musket and one of those hammers. Mm-hmm. You know?
And they fluffed up my mustache.
This sounds like a great photo. They did you a favor.
Yeah. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
They were so talented. But you know what? I want to say this. I do try and put my phone number up under there because I'm like, hey, you guys, if you want to meet this buxom lady, here's the number. But they won't let me do it, just like they won't let her sign it. I'm like, hey, I didn't do anything to my mail carrier or Pats. So, you know, what the hell? Let me have some fun, please.
Who's running this post office?
The postmaster. Oh, my God. I hate him. I hate that guy. You know that guy, Googs.
Yeah. I signed a petition.
Yes. I called and left a threatening message.
What's his name? Joy?
Yes. D-Joy.
D-Joy.
Lack of joy.
Joy.
He's honestly.
To remove the joy from one's situation.
No, but why does he still have his job if we all sign a petition?
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is the tenure at the post office or whatever? Well,
I thought they had to do whatever you sign a petition for because I did one for Betty White.
Yeah. Oh, against her?
To just
resign?
For her.
Just for her.
You know,
to keep going.
Yeah. I just want to say this. I know I'm aware of the time and we've been having so much fun and I don't want this to come to an end because Googs, you know, we haven't seen you in person in too long and we miss you.
It's been too scary.
I know, but what I wouldn't give to have one of those Arnold Palmers of yours, you know, just right next to you.
Talk about a hunk too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he is a hunk.
Oh, I love him.
Alive?
Is he dead?
Oh God. No. Let's just assume let's assume he's alive.
All right.
That's what I was going to say. I think he is alive.
I think he is, too.
Let's go with that.
Because they would. I drink Arnold Palmer every day. I would know.
Yeah, right. You would know. They would send out some sort of, like, letter to you.
Yeah, you'd get something
That's what I thought.
Unless you don't get your mail.
So, I just do want to say this, Googs. You inspire us every day to be more adventurous, to go out. You know that thing, dance like no one's watching?
Yeah.
You inspire us to dance like a class full of sad souls are watching. You know what I mean?
And I watched you like no one was dancing.
Yes, because no one was, but the three of us.
Yeah.
And so, we dance like no one would want to watch.
Oh, exactly. It's true.
It just keeps hitting you on so many different levels, you know? Yeah.
When people meet, they shake hands, but we met dancing, so our hearts shook hands.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? The all-time best movie that anybody's ever seen.
Beaches.
And I know, well, second. Okay. I was going to say, I know this one is important to all three of us. Which is Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh my gosh. One of Helen Hunt's most early vehicles. People don't even know.
They certainly don't.
That's why I like white hair from the dad, the villain dad. I thought he had a beautiful coif of white hair. Sometimes so villains pretty. In movies, I go, no, that's my type.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's
for
how sure. they get you. Yeah. For sure.
I mean, I saw something the other day and Cynthia, the gay one from Sex and the City,
Miranda.
Oh, Cynthia Miranda Bailey. She posted a thing about acting with Jessica Sarah Parker. And she did a thing where they would like co-stars very early, like when they were in their teens or whatever. And Jessica Sarah Parker said, "You're my favorite person I've ever acted with." And you know what I thought? Oh, what about Helen Hunt?
Yeah.
Jonathan Silverman, Lee Montgomery. What about them? Jenna Doherty, for Pete's sake.
Seems like a dig at Kim Cattrall. Too.
It did, well, yeah, it does actually.
Oh, maybe that was part of it. Yeah.
Who was in Mannequin? Who was in Mannequin? She was a mannequin.
That's right. Well, you are, to me, Googs, you are a mannequin. You are an exemplar of you're a gorgeous figure. But there's also, you're alive. You come alive. You know, mannequins don't have to come alive to be valuable to you.
They're alive.
I know, hun. And
we know that's
fine. But yes, in meeting you in that class, you know, you were a little intimidating because you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you're just wonderful. And you really do. You fill us with a joie vivre. and can't wait to take the next class with you because I'd love to keep dancing by your side.
It's so real. It's so real, Googs. Yeah. It's so real. It's as real as you think mannequins are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get on the calendar.
We got to get a trip on the calendar.
We will. We definitely will.
Absolutely, Travis City.
Have you ever talked to someone who took a train through the Canadian Rockies?
No, but I've always wanted to do that.
That's what we should do.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Oh, let's take this show on the road. You know, it's a chance to show the Canadians.
Oh my God, would they let us do this on a train? Okay.
They would.
I'm sure. We're going to be the youngest, fittest birds on there.
Oh my God, this is my chance.
Here's another way you like a mannequin. I'll give you two right now. One, everything looks good on you. And two, anywhere you are placed in the world, you look like you belong there.
Oh my God, that's true.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that the three of us, the two of you, I don't have a friend. I don't really have any friends. And so I envy the magical relationship you two have with each other, but then you allowing me to enter into it too.
You're in it. You're never
allowing you. I'm sorry, you're in it. Yeah.
Never ever think twice about it. Well, we will get it on the calendar, I promise you. Okay. I still have a paper calendar and I'm just going to flip ahead.
Yeah. I want to do I do foliage tours every weekend.
Sure. Yeah.
So maybe in the winter.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Oh, in the Canadian Rockies.
Bears. Cocoa. Wolverines, stuff like that. Yeah.
Far up north where it's very icy and in the mountains sounds like where I want to be on a train.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you know what? Carol Doyle has blessed us with another piece of wisdom that it really hits home for me. So this is our mantra for the week. Your aunt is your best friend, even when you tell her she's not. And I just want to say, remember how Josie, since she was in the womb, has been my best friend forever. And boy, this is true. That's from the poet laureate of this podcast and patron saint, Carol Doyle, who has outdone herself again. This one tugs on the heartstrings.
It's about not giving up, you know. Don't give up. Just ignore them. Yeah. And quickly, I would just like to, I know that a good friend, Channing Nip, wrote to us and asked us about, he's on a little road trip, and he asked us what's the craziest road trip that we've been on. And you know, Channing, for me, hard to deduce, because I've been on a lot of them, but one of them would have been, I went to Windsor, Canada one time when I was much younger, and oh God, hijinks ensued. We went to the casino there and we drank, you know, we drank schnapps. Oh my God. It was really wild. It was really wild. What about you two? Any crazy road trips that y'all have taken?
You know, once when I was growing up, one of my father's friends took me on the back of his motorcycle four states over.
What?
Yeah.
Legally?
Well, not looking back on it, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crossing state lines. That's a bunch of stuff, 16. I think.
I was 16.
Which states were they?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Missouri. Yeah, Iowa, Missouri. Yeah, I think these are fine.
They can do,
But we had a nice time. We had a nice time.
Well, that's good.
I actually never saw him again after that.
Did they have to pick you up or did he bring you back?
You know what? So he did not bring me back. My dad came to get me.
Yeah.
We were in rural Oklahoma.
Huh. Craziest road trip I've ever been on. Oh my gosh, this is hard because, you know, I love a road trip. Well, I did get one time I was driving down to Florida with my mother and we were in the car and she said, you know, she's like, I was still new at driving. And she was like, you're probably not going to drive too much. And then we were like an hour down into the road trip. And she was like, oh, I can't keep my eyes opened. And so I drove for about 14 hours for the first time really ever on the freeway. I just kept driving. And that was pretty wild, you know, because every time we get back in the car, she would go, get up, we'd eat, go to the bathroom, whatever. And she'd be like, oh, she's can't keep my eyes open. She was
sometimes
beat, I guess.
Being in the car makes you tired. I guess if you're the driver, that's a big problem. Well, Channing, I hope you have a very safe, you're on a long road trip, hon, and we just love you to death.
Oh, Channing, and, we love you. Be
we
safe.
Love you. Let us write to us and tell us how your road trip went. But thanks for checking in and writing to us for sure. Well, this has just been incredibly therapeutic and I just love to see you, Googs, and we just love you to death.
I love Googs. You, gals.
We love you so much. You are welcome here anytime. Please come back because we got to hear more.
The baby mannequins.
I am doing the state fair in 2 weeks.
For dancing?
For dancing. There's an there's so an adult great. Irish dancing competition at the state fair.
You're going to have to send us pics and vids because I don't think we're going to be safely able to get there.
Well, yeah, we and there. I was an alternate and then a really sweet gal. She died of COVID. So now I'm in.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Silver linings.
Yeah, is it Silver Linings Playbills?
Mm-hmm. She may not be dead. She may not be dead, but she can't do it. She can't.
Probably not well.
Yeah. Well, I hope she's not, but I'm glad that you get the chance because you are going to shine. Like, what's that one song by Rhiannon?
Canary Diamond. Yeah.
Yes, there it is. You're going to do that.
All right. Well, love you.
I love you, girl, so much. Love
I'll
you,
send
Pat.
You,
love you, Googs.
I'll have Chelsea take videos and send them to you.
Oh my God, please! Knowing her, she'd do it unprompted.
She's such a good girl.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
She is.
Tell her we love her. We love you.
I'll send love to Michaela and see if it helps. You know,
yeah. See what you see.
You got to drown him with love
and give Clyde our best.
I will.
So tall.
He's shrinking.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Those Who Ant, a Baby Makers podcast starring Colleen Doyle as your Aunt Pat and Dana Curcioli as your Auntie Mags. If you liked this podcast, feel free to subscribe, rate, and review us. Aunt Googs is the mighty Megan Gailey. Megan is a comedian and writer who's appeared on The Conan O'Brien Show, At Midnight, and her own Comedy Central half-hour special. Her podcast, I Love a Lifetime Movie, can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Our theme song was performed by The Q's, and you can follow them at The Q's Music on Instagram. Follow Those Who Ant on Instagram and Twitter. And if you have any questions for the ants, email us at thosewhoant@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and call your aunt.